Welcome, Linda. Thanks for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks, Elaine.
What made you make the jump from author to literary agent?
I had very much enjoyed my time as an author. I had published 8 books, and some of them were very well received, and it was a good experience. But by the 8th book, I felt that I was running out of steam and wanted to do something else. I knew I wanted to stay in book publishing somehow. I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do, but I had done a couple of my own book deals and contracts myself while I was an author, and I also had quite a few friends who were authors who had said to me over the years, if you ever become an agent, please let me know because I'd love to work with you. So that was sort of my incentive to move in that direction.
Okay. When you start to work with an author, tell us about that process.
Okay, it's a kind of broad question. I get authors from a variety of ways. Many of the new authors I get are referrals from existing clients, but I do already have a stable of about 75 to 80 adult nonfiction book authors. So usually it starts with a specific book idea. And most authors who approach me have a proposal and a sample chapter in place. So they might pitch me an idea electronically. Just about everything is done electronically these days, as you know. And so they might approach me by way of my website and pitch me an idea in abbreviated form in a short email. And if it sounds good and if the author sounds good, if the author sounds like he or she has a good platform, then I would encourage that person to send me the full proposal and sample chapter. And I would review that, and we would go from there. If it looks promising, then I would get in touch with the author, probably by phone, to discuss a few details. And if I felt it needed reshaping, rewriting, additions, subtractions, anything along those lines, we would start talking about how to make the proposal acceptable to me. And we would go from there. With any luck, we would end up signing an agency agreement together, and I would take that person on as my client.
You mentioned platform. Can you talk about building an author's platform?
Yes, platform is kind of a scary word these days for new writers who are trying to break into book publishing. It's become critical for publishers because publishers no longer are in a position to do publicity and marketing for a book in the way they once were. So they really do depend more and more on the author himself to bring to the table contacts and experiences that the publisher can build on to help sell and market the book. So that means that we as agents are looking for authors who already have some kind of profile. And by that we mean, we don't mean a police profile, we mean some kind of positive national recognition as an expert in the field that he or she is in. So that could mean anything from having a very large following online through his or her website and blogging and connections to bigger websites. It could mean having a column in a national publication. It could mean regular TV appearances. It could mean having a strong speaking schedule because one does, let's say, business books where one is signed with the Speakers Bureau and does a great deal of speaking and has audiences all the time that might be interested in a book, those kinds of things. That's what we call a platform. Of course, it includes many other things, but any or all of the above would constitute a good platform.
It sounds pretty daunting if you're not actually established. How does a first-time person break in?
I know, and I understand that, Elaine. It sounds like a catch-22. Isn't a book supposed to give you a platform, is the question I'm often asked. And once upon a time, the answer was yes, but now the truth is, publishers do expect authors to have their platform in place. And again, I'm talking, just to clarify, I'm talking about authors of nonfiction, what we call prescriptive fiction, nonfiction, which is self-help, how-to, relationship books, parenting books, personal finance books, books of that sort. I'm not talking about fiction, where the rules are somewhat different. You don't really need that kind of platform if you're writing fiction, if you're writing certain other categories of books. But if you are writing as an expert, that's where the platform comes in. So to get back to your question, what do you do about building a platform if you don't have one? I often find that I recommend to would-be authors that they start doing it on their own, that they, if you can afford to, you might actually consider bringing in a publicist to help you build your profile in advance of trying to get a book sold, which will be helpful to you personally and professionally. There's no harm in trying to build your own platform to focus on your business success, for example. And by doing so, you will only make yourself that much more attractive in the eyes of a book publisher. So you can have a publicist even before you have a book to publicize, because you can publicize yourself. You can publicize your business. You can also do a lot of these things on your own. You can have a website and do blogging on it and link to other bigger blogs, and you can try to start getting publicity for yourself locally if you can't get it nationally. You might be known as a local expert, and you might be able to get yourself interviewed on local radio, local TV, local newspapers, and build from there.
Well, in the writing process, I mean, when, let's say, an author does have a platform, do they only contact an agent when the book is done, or do they contact you sort of much earlier in the process?
They contact me when they have a proposal for the book and when they have one or two sample chapters. In fact, it's not advisable for a writer of prescriptive nonfiction to sit down and complete the book, because you want to give your editor some chance to have input. So books are sold, nonfiction, prescriptive books, self-help books are sold to publishers on the basis of a proposal and one or two sample chapters. The entire book need not be written. However, that's not the case for fiction, for memoir. In the cases of those kinds of books, authors are generally expected to complete the books and have them ready at the time that they approach an agent.
What are the elements that should be included in a successful book proposal?
I look for pretty much what other agents and editors look for. They look for indications that the author can help promote and sell the book that we were talking about before as part of the platform. Think of your proposal as a selling tool for yourself and your book. So you need to include under a marketing and promotion section all the contacts that you have, all the experiences that you bring to the table that indicate to a publisher that you can help be a strong partner for them in selling and promoting your book when it's published. We also need to know under a section about the author what your personal and professional credentials are to write the book. The book proposal should also have a detailed table of contents. It should also have a discussion about who the audience for the book would be, including numbers, if you can get statistics on the numbers of people who are likely to buy this book based on the population who reads these kinds of books. As we say, a sample chapter or two.
How does an author find the right agent for them?
There are many ways to find out about agents. There are agents, pretty much all of us agents now have websites. You can Google literary agents. You can read about individual agents in some detail on their websites. There are also listings of agents through the Association of Authors Representatives. That's the main agents association, and they will list agents by name and by general categories. You can find out about them that way. there are also a number of books that will list agents and tell you in varying degrees what their interests and specialties are. One of the books that I recommend that people look at is called Jeff Herman's Guide to Book Publishers, Editors, and Literary Agents. And what's nice about that book is that it talks in great detail about what editors and what agents are looking for when they work with new authors.
I've been hearing a lot about collaboration these days. Can you talk a little about that?
There are a lot of writers, often writers who come to writers' conferences, who want to do a self-help book of some kind or other and consider themselves experts. And to be an expert usually means having a fairly high profile and really being known nationally as an expert in a certain area. And sometimes the writer is a very fine writer, but not necessarily the expert he or she thinks he is. And so rather than get discouraged by that fact and feel that you can't go any further, I do encourage writers to often work with other people who are viewed as experts by publishers and by other people. This would give them an opportunity to get a book under their belt, to work on something, a paying project, to work with someone on a book that will eventually get published, and that will help them establish their own platform. So if you don't have those credentials yourself, and yet you're a good writer and willing and open to working with other people, that's something I encourage people to consider.
So you as an agent actually pair up these people, the collaborators?
All the time. I consider that one of the things that I do best. I'm often approached by a so-called expert who wants to do a book, and I can tell from the material that I'm shown that it is not publishable. And in a case like that, I would actively try to team that person with one of my published writers.
Well, thank you so much, Linda. This is very interesting and thought-provoking stuff, and also so important for aspiring writers to hear. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye.